ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
Hello, hello. This is the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Thank you so much for downloading. You know you're getting old when, Gabby.
Oh, no.
You know you're getting old when you put your back out coughing. This has happened to me. And I feel like this is not a story I would share in my 20s.
No, definitely not.
Do you know what I mean? But something happens. They don't warn you about this.
The day you turn 30.
It is. Yeah, you think so? I reckon you're probably
definitely
right there. You crack into the 3 O's and for some reason your body just ain't what it used to be.
No.
It starts giving in
you
different places.
You get out of bed and you're like, I'm sore for no reason. I haven't done anything.
Yeah.
You look at how kids sleep and you're like, if I slept like that, I wouldn't be able to turn my head to the left for a week.
Yeah, it's so frustrating for me, like looking at the kids doing that. But it is frustrating as well too, because if you exercise a lot, like you've got a reason to be sore.
Mm.
But then you just don't do any exercise and you're still sore. Like it's a lose-lose. Well, I absolutely don't understand.
May as well exercise if you're going to be sore anyway.
Nah, may as well not. That's my theory. But anyway, how about that?
Yeah,
putting your back out. Coughing.
That's a bit silly, isn't
it? Full on pulled a muscle to the point where I had to go to the physio.
Wow.
And she was like in her 20s. She didn't know my pain.
You'll know one day, love.
You'll know. You'll be here one day too.
$1 million Day is coming up very soon, where someone is going to walk away with $1 million from $1 million Alpha Bucks. And the Cliffo and Gabby contender is Patrick at this point in time. We've just got the one and he joins us right now. How are you going, Patrick?
Good, thanks. How are everybody going?
Yeah.
We're so good.
Not as good as you, I don't think.
No, exactly. Because we're going to make you live like a millionaire, mate.
Patrick. Oh, that sounds really good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yesterday we announced that you're going to be spending an afternoon on a 55-foot luxury super yacht with a private chef. List goes on and on. It's just, it's incredible. Would you like to know what your next live like a millionaire adventure is going to be?
I would love to.
Well, we're not going to, no. I think I did that yesterday
you
too.
Did.
I did, yeah. Okay. So, well, we've covered off the sea element of living like a millionaire. We thought up next, let's cover off the air element.
The sky.
Because it's the fastest way to get around. I mean, cars, that's for the rank and file.
So, chauffeur, that's nice, but.
Yeah,
you
can do better,
though.
Let's
get and looking down upon all the plebs below you, because that's what a millionaire would do, right? So let's get you up in a scenic helicopter flight, Patrick.
Oh, sure, why not?
Why not?
So, Patrick, what we have organised for you is a Great Barrier Reef scenic helicopter flight with Zoom helicopters. You'll be soaking up views of the Great Barrier Reef and Coral Sea. You might even spot some whales.
Oh.
The helicopter is equipped with video and camera footage, so it'll be a trip you'll never forget. And we're going to be drinking wine with bubbles in it.
A little bit of the bubbly sounds really nice.
A little bit of the bubbly. I think any kind of adventure as a millionaire is accompanied with bubbles.
With bubbles.
Am I right?
I think so, Gabby.
Because you never have to worry about driving.
Water. And, you know, you have carbonated wine. So that's what we're doing, mate. We've already announced yesterday the 55-foot luxury super yacht. We'll be going on that. But also living like a millionaire, flying over the Great Barrier Reef in a helicopter. Have you been in a helicopter before, Patrick?
I've never been in a helicopter, nor have I ever been to the reef.
Oh,
so
this
two birds, one stone
so
there.
Cool.
How about we'll get you back on tomorrow and announce another one. How about that?
That doesn't sound too bad at all.
Good on you. And $1 million Alpha Bucks that's coming up again just after 8. You could be living like a millionaire.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you had this, Cliffo, but as you got older, did you kind of try to avoid some aspects of becoming an adult? Because I've done that.
Maybe one of my 37 years old, I got two kids and a mortgage, and I'm still trying to do that.
Still trying to avoid being an
100%.
Adult. For me, it was like the house aspects of being an adult, like the housework aspects. I avoided buying an iron for
this still gets me.
The first 32 years of my life.
Well, you have claimed before, like in our friendship, that you don't have an iron.
I got one recently.
If you don't have an iron, you can't iron. And I'm like, But sometimes you just have to.
Well, that was fiancé Nev's.
Shaking it out doesn't work.
I know. That was fiancé Nev's reasoning too. And so he finally bought an iron not that long ago so he could iron his dress shirts and pants and stuff. So we have one of those. But the other thing that I have avoided purchasing is a sewing machine. This is something I grew up learning. My mum is very much a seamstress. She used to make all of our clothes for us. She's now an avid quilter. And at school, I learned how to sew. And
did you make the bag bag?
You know I made
a
bag
that's
bag.
That's what everyone made in high school. Made,
and a pillowcase.
There are kids listening right now who have grown up in the no bag. Plastic bag generation. They're like, what's a bag bag? Ask your mum's kids.
Ask your mum. She'll
They'll
have
know.
One.
They'll know.
But I've had a few repairs to my clothes that I've needed to do lately, things like straps breaking or seams busting that you can quite easily repair rather than throw out the clothes because that's a bit silly. And I've been hand sewing these things.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not very good at it. So on the weekend, I actually found myself a $25 mini battery-operated sewing machine that comes with threaded bobbin ready to go.
That's a win.
$25.
Free threaded bobbin.
Oh, I know. So I
$25.
I sent my mum.
This is a steal.
I sent my mum a snap of it, and I'm like, I'm getting it. I'm getting the sewing machine. And she's very proud of me for getting a sewing machine, but very disappointed in me for getting a $25 one. But I'm like, all I need is for it to be better than my hand sewing attempts, and a $25 machine is 100% going to do
the
that.
The amount you're using it,
it's
it'll
not
probably
much.
Last you 10 years
yeah,
before you
right.
have to buy a new one.
I use
one.
It like once a year.
That's right. You get a decade out of that.
I
it's only 10
it's
uses.
I think it's a great purchase. I think it's a fantastic purchase, personally. So I want to put it out there, 131060. What's the cheapest appliance you've bought?
Yeah.
And how long did it last?
I'd love to get cheap appliances that have been
last a lifetime
that just go and go and go. Because I've paid like $100 for a kettle before.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, it doesn't last any longer
than a cheapie.
The same version you can get for $20 at Kmart.
You're right.
100%.
They get all calcified. You got to throw them out. Like, it's not, sometimes they don't even break. They just get gross. So 131060, cheap appliances. What have you purchased? The cheapest appliance you've purchased? And how long did you manage to keep it working for?
Let's celebrate those cheap workhorses of the appliance world.
Yes!
131060.
My sewing machine's still going strong after one use, so
yeah,
that's one tick.
The TV that we hung up, because the new house we moved into had a bracket out the back, and it's like a Palphonic kind of thing that my yeah. wife bought. Like, it's a full-on rip-off.
Yeah.
Or is it Sonic or something it's called? You know one of those brands.
It's one of the fakies.
I don't even know what it is. But, mate, we've had it for like 10 years.
Still going.
It's gone to like four different houses.
Great.
Going strong.
That's what you want.
131060. Karen's got one. Karen, what appliance did you buy for cheap and it just goes and goes and goes?
I got a clothes dryer from a garage sale once. It was like this little mini clothes dryer for $10.
Nice. How long ago was that?
It was probably 15 years ago. It's died now, but it lasted for like 10 years.
Wait, that's a good run.
Not
a decade.
Bad. $10.
$1 a year.
It was amazing.
$1 a year for
me,
a dryer.
$1 a year.
Not bad.
Clean, dry clothes all year round, Karen. That's a win. Casey on 131060. Cheapest appliance, mate.
A hair straightener. It was $30 from Kmart, I think it was.
How long ago did you get that one?
I've had it for maybe over 10 years.
And still going.
And it's still going. I actually used it this morning with my 4-year-old daughter's curly hair.
And it hasn't melted anyone's hair. That is a win.
No, it doesn't steam up either.
Take that, GHD. 131060. Christina, cheapest appliance?
Electric beaters.
How much and how long ago?
$20 from Kmart, and it was about 25 years ago, and it's still going.
Wow. Good work. That's, I think I have the same ones.
That's less than $1 a year.
That is a very
I think that's becoming our benchmark, isn't it?
$1 a year.
Buck a year.
Yeah.
That's a good appliance,
yeah.
Christina.
Yep.
Margaret on 131060, cheap appliance, or your cheapest appliance?
My cheapest appliance is a Kenwood Chef Mixmaster. Yeah. I paid, I think it was about $69 for it 47 years ago, and it still makes a great pav.
Still makes a great pad. That is the mark of a good mix master.
Is it going to crack the 50 years? Are we going to get to the half century, Margaret?
Well, I look at it and think, I think I need a new one, but I don't think a new one would last like these
do. You're right.
Get to the 50 years, make a celebratory pav.
Yeah.
Then maybe
throw
it.
And then throw it.
Then dump it. You would have seen a lot of talk about this. A new NRL team is coming to the competition. A new NRL team is coming to Queensland.
They've been talking about it for ages.
It's being announced this week.
Mm-mm.
And I thought, time to clear it up. I mean, it's the national sport. It's the sport of choice for this state. The addition of a new rugby league, national rugby league team, pretty big news for Queensland.
And there was like three teams that were kind of in the mix, but one 100%. That was really highlighted.
But one has absolutely owned it, and it's looking like the Redcliffe Dolphins will be announced, the new
Redcliffe
NRL.
Dolphins.
Yeah, the Redcliffe Dolphins. So I have put together the top five things you need to know about the Dolphins. Just to sort of fill in all the blanks, because there are a lot surrounding the new NRL team. So,
number five.
Coming in at number five, the Dolphins are already a rugby league team.
Yes.
Playing in the Queensland State competition in 2023. So they'll play one season, then in the 2023 season, they'll join the national competition with Wayne Bennett, likely to be their foundation coach.
Interesting.
That may actually get Wayne smiling. Number four, the Dolphins will still be based in Redcliffe, 40 kilometres from Brisbane's CBD. However, the club reportedly won't use Redcliffe in its name, so likely to just be the Brisbane Dolphins.
Oh, right. So there'll be two Brisbane-based
teams.
Teams.
Like you've got oodles of Sydney-based teams.
Pick, you know, Queensland's big enough to have maybe put it somewhere else.
That's a whole other debate. I'm not going to get into that right now.
Okay, all right, deal.
Number three.
The Dolphins will be the NRL's 17th team and the first new team in the competition since the Gold Coast Titans in 2007. Oh.
Number two.
They are rich.
Oh.
The organisation owns $70 million worth of assets and has $20 million in cash, which would make it one of the, if not the, richest club in the NRL.
How the hell did they get that rich?
Don't know.
Because they're not spending...
Leagues clubs.
And they're not spending that much on million-dollar players yet.
Probs.
Yet.
Yeah.
Number one.
The Dolphins have detailed a 100-day plan ready to transform into a national club they can roll out as early as tomorrow.
Wow.
Taking this serious. However, they'll have 12 months to put together a team before preseason gets underway in November 2022. So about a year away is when they'll have to start training. So that's the top five things you need to know about the new NRL side. But let's be honest, the real reason they're probably the chosen side, that whole $70 million of assets and $20 million cash laying around.
70 million reasons.
We're going to go with the Dolphins. Producer Brooke is potentially the worst neighbour in Queensland. I'm sorry, but
neighbor, true. Everybody needs good neighbour.
Which she is not one.
Just a
We'll bring her into the conversation in a sec, let her defend herself. But firstly, the reason she is such a bad neighbour is because of what is happening with her car alarm every single morning when she gets up and comes to work. At what time, Brooke, do you leave your apartment complex?
3:30
in the morning.
This is happening 3:30 in the morning.
I got Brooke to record this morning. This is what happens when Brooke starts her car, or tries to get into her car, every single morning at 3:30 a.m.
My car remote has stopped working, so I have to unlock it manually. And every time I do, this happens. The only way it stops is literally to start driving.
Jesus!
Just drive it down the street.
Boop! And you live in a unit complex with a lot of units too, right, Brooke?
Yeah, it's a huge car park and the whole car park just echoes with that sound.
And it all faces the bedrooms of the other people in there. Because essentially, because the clicker's broken...
Mm.
Which, by the way, Brooke, I think you can probably just pop into Mr. Minute. They might be able to change the battery. Pretty inexpensive to fix, I would say. But essentially, the clicker's not working, so she has to use the key thing every time. So every time she hops in her car, the car thinks she is breaking in.
It thinks she's stealing it.
The car thinks
like,
it's doing the right thing.
No, leave me alone, lady.
Don't steal me. That's what's happening every time.
That's
the car
so funny.
Thinks it's being broken into. And it got me thinking, 13, 10, 60, I want to put this out there.
Mm-hmm.
What did you have to break into, everyone, but you were kind of allowed to? Does that make sense? Because I think there comes a point in most people's life
where you lock the keys somewhere.
Where that you're stuck and you're like, my God, I'm going to have to break in now.
Mm.
And I mean, yeah, sure, you can just call a locksmith or something like that. But 13, 10, 60, when did you have a crack at breaking in yourself?
It'd be easy for you. You just send your son through the doggy door.
Yeah, that's happening at my house now. Good point.
Easy done.
We bought a house with a doggy door. Charlie's great. Like, if I want to become a cat burglar, my 2-year-old son, Charlie, he's handy to have. No, but on that, like on the more serious side of things, my mate Aaron, so he had a young bub, and this is a true story. He ran out to get the newspaper, got the newspaper delivered, and he's in his jocks only.
Oh, no.
And the deadbolt, front door has just gone click. Lucky for him, he's a pretty big guy. And it wasn't like the security door, because he had crimsafe and everything on the security door. Yeah. So lucky that didn't close.
Right.
It was just the wooden door.
Oh, just the wooden door.
But he had to do that thing like in the Hollywood movies, because his baby son was in there.
Oh,
he's
yeah. Had to put his
shoulder in, shoulder into the door. And this was a rental, by the way. And it completely splintered the whole door frame. Had to replace it all. But it got him back into the house.
That's a pretty hectic maneuver, isn't it? Like,
Hollywood
to have to do
move.
That. Yeah. I've had to climb onto the balcony before because it was the only window that was open. So I had to climb up the bin, onto the fence, onto the balcony, through the window.
Jeez, how did you go climbing a story high? Like, that would have been a sight to behold.
Like, I don't think it was graceful, but it was necessary. So
not graceful.
I just had to do what I had to do.
But effective. It worked. 13, 10, 60. Mm. Just have a think. When have you had to break in? All right? Because it's not a skill that normal people like you and I possess.
Definitely
we
not.
We don't break in to places.
No.
So we don't really know what we do.
Mm.
Neck minute.
You
we're on the wheelie
bin. Figure it out.
Legs akimbo. Trying to get over the balustrades. 13, 10, 60. Simon's here. Thanks for calling, Simon, mate. What did you have to break into?
Yeah, g'day, mate. I came home and my partner at the time had the keys and I didn't, so I had to break through the fly screen, which meant I had to undo it with a screwdriver, and it was a bit of a process and then a bit of an acrobatic feat to get through the window.
Yeah.
Once I got in, I was happy, obviously, started making a sandwich, looked out the window, and the police started turning up across the road in my neighbour's house and started stalking the neighbour. And they were going around the house like they were going to catch someone. So I went across and said to them, hey, guys, I think it might be me that you're after. I've just jumped through my window.
You handed yourself in, Simon.
Yeah, I handed myself in, basically, and they just asked for my licence and they were a bit red-faced.
Just standing there with a sandwich talking to the cops.
Sandwich in one hand.
Just broken into that house.
Eh? Driver's licence in the other hand. I'm supposed to be here. My name is on the deed of the house, guys.
That's great.
Shani's here. What did you break into?
I broke into my house.
So obviously you've locked yourself out. How'd you get in?
So I was sitting out the back. My niece called me and needed me to pick her up from a party.
Yeah.
And I ended up having to go around the front because my husband wouldn't wake up to every bang and knock and phone call I made. I had to go around the front and lift up the front roller door, like full Hulk man style, lift up the front roller door to try and get into the house.
How did you do that? Like with a crowbar or something? Or
no, literally two hands.
Oh, my, that bridge strength there, Shani.
That scares me that anyone can get into my roller door, or maybe just Shani. Maybe just Shani.
Yeah. What scares me more, like, how deep does your partner sleep?
Oh, you're telling me? I have no faith in him anymore.
Now, your stuff, if there's ever a burglar for real, you're on your own, Shani. There's no help there, mate.
It's almost done and dusted. SAS Australia, it's finishing up. We're at the pointy end of it. And in the top five is actor Dan Ewing. He's still there and he's the only athlete left in, I guess it's a competition. And he joins us right now. How are you going, Dan?
You know, that is the best intro ever, because I think you might have snuck in that you said only athlete, but I'll take...
Oh, the only non-athlete.
Non-athlete. Because I was going to say, what is Sam Burgess, Yana Pittman?
Immortalized.
Mark Philippoussis.
We can't go back.
Yeah, it's on tape now. What can I say? Okay, the only non-athlete that's made it. But that's a pretty good feat, the fact that, you know, they're all training every day for their career and you're still in amongst them.
Oh, you think I wasn't training every day for this? Oh, my God. No, look, it's not lost on me. And what a privilege, right? Like, I'm a sports nut. I mean, I'm not your cliche meditating, levitating, Birkenstock wearing actor. Nothing wrong with Birkenstocks, by the way. Not my thing.
We are literally wearing Birkenstocks right now.
Love the Birks. Power to the Birks.
Mate. But to be there with Olympians, like, I just don't know if people, like, who are watching the show really, really understand how amazing this for me, for a sports lover, for a 36-year-old bloke, to be there beside Olympians and just soak it all up. It was amazing.
It's a pretty cool show to watch as well. How tough was it for you to be part of this? Because there's been moments where you've really been dressed down. There's been moments you've been called out. There's been a lot of mental strength that's needed to go into this. How have you coped?
Well, I loved it. I loved every second of it. And look, obviously there's a little bit of TV snip involved, but I think that's where the growth is. It's like when you get bollocked, they like to see how you respond. And they're usually watching that first task after you cop a spray, and everyone cops a spray, everyone takes a turn. But I knew going in that my mental fortitude had to be really strong. I mean, look at the field and look at the people who might have dropped off a little bit before this top five. We've got an Ironman, an AFL player, a sprinter, you know, and then here's this actor. I've got to be doing something right, you know.
You've been portrayed in the show, I guess, as the villain. Is that a safe kind of thing to say? Have you copped a bad edit on the show, Dan?
No. Look, for me, look, you understand this is TV, you know, and I think your audience is smart enough to understand. We gave it our all on the course, but there are 18 characters on a TV show. That's what we have to remember. It is 18 characters on a TV show. And sometimes they have to fabricate some villain stuff, you know, and Kobe copped it. Tonight, you know, I'll cop a little bit of it. You know, we get given a cover story to study for 3 days, and then, you know, they decide to cut out that we were given a cover story. So it tends to look like, oh, Dan Ewing, the actor, makes up a cover story. No, I just recited the one we were given, and, you know, that's TV. This is what you kind of put yourself out there for. But again, I just focus on the positive, man. I had an absolutely great time on this course.
I wanted to play a little bit of a grab for you, Dan. Just because I found this yesterday, and I was talking about it on the show yesterday. RuPaul has come up with a new song because a lot of the cast members on Drag Race blame it on the edit. And I just think it's really cute and funny. And just have a listen to this. Do you reckon that applies to a lot of reality shows?
Well, one of my good friends is a very famous drag queen, Miscellaneous, up there in Darwin. So I wish I could say that was the first time I'd heard that song. But this is TV, so they have to paint you with that broader stroke brush.
Blame it on the edit.
No, just put it out. I want to include more.
No, good on you, mate. Look, it is back tonight, 7:30 on 7, SAS Australia. It's absolutely killing it. And he is, I can confirm, the only non-athlete to make it to the top five. Dan Ewing, it is an effort, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Guys, thank you so much. I hope everybody up there enjoys it. And enjoy your free air up in Queensland.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Dan. And stop hating on Birkenstocks.
Yeah, we love them. Birks for life.
We're very lucky in Queensland. We haven't had too many restrictions to adhere to over the last couple of years. But these last few months have been very tough for our neighbours down in New South Wales. And yesterday, they celebrated Freedom Day, where those who were vaccinated were able to go out and have a beer, have a meal, get their hair cut. We just wanted to know how it felt. So friend of the show, MC, joins us right now. How you going, MC?
Guys, I've never been so happy to have a hangover in my whole life. But this is the most welcome hangover. I woke up and my head was pounding and I thought to myself, everything's all right in the world again.
Yeah, when I, you know, saw all the images of my mates down south enjoying Freedom Day, my head was pounding, but with this tune. And there must have been an air of that yesterday, MC, as you walked into a pub for the first time in how many months?
Like over 100 days. You know what it was like, you know, like, you know, as a 10-year-old and you'd count down to Christmas, yes, and the night before Christmas, you'd go to bed, but you'd stay wide awake because you knew that Santa would be coming overnight. And in the morning, you get to open all your presents. It was kind of like that, except instead of Santa, I was dreaming of someone behind the bar pouring me an ice cold beer.
I love that you went and got a beer, MC, because I saw there were crowds that waited till midnight to hit Kmart. You weren't in those crowds?
Didn't go to Kmart. A friend of mine actually went and got her eyebrows done at midnight last night. Like, there were people doing eyebrows, the whole bit. The best part about being at the pub yesterday, aside from, you know, downing some delicious amber ale, was we ordered dinner and, you know, we had to go as pub as possible. I got the rump steak, wife got the schnitty. But somehow the kitchen mucked it all up and they cooked another lot of our meals. So we got to take home a rump steak and a schnitzel to have for lunch today.
How does the day get any better?
It's Freedom Day, baby.
We're so happy for you guys to be enjoying some of the freedoms that
I'll see you at the pub this summer.
Yeah. And that thing that we've been doing every day for the last six months, baby. We feel so bad about it. But look, seeing all of our mates, I think everyone in Queensland has friends down south enjoying Freedom Day yesterday. And we've been thinking about you guys so much. Yeah. So to suck the top off a cold frothy yesterday, MC, you were in absolute heaven and we were there with your brother.
Welcome to the party.
All
we need now is Anastasia, open the border so we can froth together.
Communal frothing.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.